Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Hello, Bride. We would like to invite you to SheNet Global's 2017 convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Hear Dr. Judy and Ms. Magda talk about it. Thanks for his life and everything that he did in our nation. Well, listen, Brad, check us out on Twitter and on our Facebook page at WATB Radio. Our website is currently under maintenance this week, WATBRadio.com. I'm doing upgrades on all my websites, upgrading all my logos. And listen, you can check us out at Treehouse, my publishing company, at gotreehouse.org. We do the websites through there, graphic designs, business cards, all that kind of stuff. All right, Brad, listen. We have had an amazing first 15 days of the Lord. Ain't that right, Karen? Karen, testify to us a little bit about how this journey has been for you the first 15 days.
It's been amazing. I have had like a fire built up inside of my bones. I can't read enough of the word. I'm praying for other people, and we're seeing miracles happen, families being reunited, financial blessings. It's been wonderful. God is moving mightily in this season right now. Give him all the praise.
Yes, now listen, Brad, I have got a clip I'm going to play. It's about almost 9 minutes long, but listen. We have been praying for our nation. We've been praying for President-elect Trump. We've been praying for the inauguration. We've been praying for racial healing. We've been praying about the destiny for the bride. We have been praying about all of our destinies. What do we hear God saying to the nation? So this weekend, on Saturday, I was at my local county here in Tennessee, right outside of Nashville in a county called Murray County. And at our capital there in Columbia, we was at a prayer meeting with a bunch of intercessors in our region. And this guy named Guy Penrod comes out with this revelation to all those people. There's probably 25 people there. And I was like, oh, my God, I just started weeping. I'm like, this is what we've been praying about. He added to the puzzle of what we've been seeking God about. So I wanted to play. I want you to hear this, Brad. Here we go.
Hello, Brad. This is Dr. June. Look, I am coming to you today in Columbia, Tennessee, which is my hometown. And listen, there is a word today. We have been at the prayer on the square with the local intercessors in our county. This gentleman brought a word today that I just had to bring to you, Brad, because it is going to encourage the church. All of you pastors, please hear what he said today. We have been interceding for the nation, interceding for the inauguration, and interceding for where God's taking our nation. This guy's name is Guy Penrod, and he wants to talk to you about what he sees happening about the transfer.
Well, it just, you know, in prayer, which is usually the way anything good comes, is in prayer. This hits me, and so I pray the Holy Spirit fills it with power as you hear that. So essentially the idea is we've had a transition of political power, and you know, both houses of Congress are conservative. Arguably the bench, the Supreme Court, will be conservative. The administration appears very friendly to conservative ideas and things. And so what hits me and strikes me is that the government has filled the role of what the church should be and should have been doing for quite some time now. And through just, who knows, I'm not placing blame, but through different circumstances and as it is, government programs are the helper of the needy, essentially.
Yeah.
But what God wants to do is to pour all of that out through his people, because he actually has everything. And we know our government doesn't make anything. They're just administrators, and they, you know, we are taxed, and then our money is distributed. But God originates. He has everything. He creates. We can do that. So all the wealth is his, all the creativity is his, all the energy is his, all the healing is his, the deliverance, the provision. And so as the government starts to disentangle itself from the lives of the people and cut programs here and cut programs there so that we can get control of our debt,
which is going to affect a lot of poor people.
Oh.
A lot of people.
Yeah. And the church will need to step in there.
Yes.
Not just do all the cutting. which has to happen.
Yes.
But we have to supply the need.
Yes.
So physically, I mean, first of all, the cup of cold water in my name, right? So the physical need, a home, provision, food, shelter. And then spiritual needs come right behind that, because as we meet their physical needs, their walls come down. And they'll listen to what we have to say out of love for, in the spirit. We know that's the ultimate goal, is for them to come to Jesus. So may we be funnels, and may the Lord begin to pour out through all of you dear pastors,
yes,
all over this country and all over the world, his wisdom, his vision. May your tent get larger. Set your stakes further out. Further out. May it blow your mind. So if it's too big for you, it might be God. May it just blow our minds what God wants to do with us. And may he give us wisdom to handle the blessings that are coming to the church. And may we administer them. May we not hoard them. But may we minister them to all the people and give them freely. May our bank accounts not be giant, huge, but rather may the bank account in God's economy, the people that we've influenced and won to Jesus and rescued, may that be the bank account that we're measured by as we move into a whole new political era. May it also usher in a mighty move of God so that the church can take its role as provider,
yes,
and overseer and you know, the defender of the widows and the orphans in distress and those who are in the deepest need. That's how we minister to Jesus, is,
yes,
by ministering to them. So, pastors, I pray strength from the Holy Spirit on you, wisdom, provision, fresh ears,
yes,
fresh ideas, and joy from God in Jesus' name.
So basically what you're saying is God is opening up the door for the church to have the opportunity to be the church.
Absolutely.
For us to be there for the community and to provide things. And we should have already been doing. It should not be the government that gives them all this. It should be the church.
Absolutely.
Right? So what you're saying is that as the nation shuts the doors and does certain things they need to bring our nation back out of debt and whatnot, it's the church's opportunity.
Absolutely.
To take in the harvest and to take care of the harvest. Step up to the plate.
So many times we get divided,
yes,
as the people of God. We get divided over things. And my thought is God provides everything. If a government program breaks down, we shouldn't put all kinds of requirements on those who need. We just step in and meet the need.
Yes.
That's putting your money where your mouth is. It's not, well, if you behave properly. No, there's no precedent for that scripturally. We give expecting nothing in return.
Yes.
And let the Spirit, through the gift, do the work.
Yes. Now, church, I want to ask you, please, to pray for Guy. He is going to Washington, D.C., right?
Yep.
He is going to be a part of a ball, one of the great balls. If you would please pray for him that he would be able to represent the kingdom of God and represent the church as he goes there. Thank you so much for everything. All right, Brian, God bless you. I pray this encourages you. Oh, I got a word for you. Remember the other day when we was praying about provision on our prayer call, about these churches asking God for buildings, asking God for provision for the vision. This is the hour. We are going to get it. We heard it through Kat Kerr. She's a prophetess. She said that as Trump takes office, the wealth that is laid up is going to trickle down. It's his gift of wealth that's going to trickle down the church. We've been asking God for buildings, the vision. Also, come here. This is our president of the prayer group. She said it today. She confirmed that the bride is coming out of the cave. She confirmed the bride is coming out of the cave. We have been saying that. We're believing that. Would you mind addressing the church today?
Well,
about what you see for 2017.
I think the big thing for 2017 is the unity of the intercessors. That all,
yes,
across the nation,
yes,
that intercessors are praying, and through technology we can connect, we can know about each other, we can know about the groups, and that's the reference to the cave.
Yes.
That the prophets and the intercessors have been hidden away,
yes,
in places, faithful, continuing to walk out the things of the Lord, and it's time now the Lord's going to begin drawing them out of the caves, bringing them into the public eye, because he has a purpose now. He has something that the church is aligning with.
Yes.
And through that alignment, alignment, His will and His kingdom will come to earth. And that's the biggest thing I see in 2017 is a shift of the authority over our nation.
Also, tell them what you said about the International Association asking the church to do something the day He gets inaugurated. What is that?
Intercessors for America has called for a Jericho March January 14th, which is today through the 19th, the day before the inauguration. You can go to ifapray.org and you can see Jericho March. There's a group of people who will be walking the Capitol every day in the 6 days prior, one time, just like in the Bible story. And then during the inauguration on that seventh day, they're across the nation, everyone's encouraged to give a mighty shout at the moment that power is transferred.
Wow!
And that's powerful in the kingdom.
Yes. All right, Brad, so shout! When he gets in, when do we do it? What time?
Go to ifapray.org. It'll give you the phone call number for all this information, ifapray.org.
All right, thank you, Brad. God bless you.
All right, Brad, what do you think about that, Miss Karen?
Awesome. I can't wait.
Hey, what about what she said about the International Association of Intercessors, how they're going around the Capitol six times this week, 6 days, and asking us on the seventh day that as soon as the power is shifted over to President, our new President Trump, for all of the church to shout. And I take that prophetically as we are shouting down the walls of Baal that we have built in our nation. Amen, Karen?
Amen, amen, amen.
Is this not the most exciting times to be living as a Christian?
God is up to something so big, so powerful. We have no clue because His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. Our poor little minds can even imagine.
I'm telling you. And then what about Guy Penrod? You know, I didn't even know who I was interviewing. He is actually used to be the lead singer for the Gaithers for like 10 years or whatever. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. He was just so anointed. He was encouraging the church, look, as the nation is having to cut all this stuff because we are going to have to get our debt under control, the church is going to have to take in the harvest. We have got our people, and it's the church's fault our nation's like this right now. Because as they have been taking care of the people, they're more dependent upon the government, which makes sense why a lot of our people believe the way they do. You know what I'm saying? The church has failed the harvest. We've failed the poor people, the orphans, and the widows. You know, which is why Dr. Judy is wanting to do this show, Voice of Hope. She's wanting to get out there and go to the streets and to show people, you know, we need to get back out there on the streets. Amen, Miss Karen.
Yes, yes, yes. We have to go outside of the church to speak to everyone we see that God is returning soon, that He is our hope, our trust, our fortress. He is our high tower. We have to run to Him for safety, for His blessings, but mostly comfort in His love.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you what, Brad, I want to tell you this. Today's broadcast will not be very long because I don't have internet. I'm actually in a cabin in the woods by the river. It is so peaceful here. This is where I come to write some of my books, but I don't have internet, so I'm having to use the data on my phone, so we're not going to make this one very long today. Miss Karen, if you don't mind praying for us today for the people that are in Washington, D.C. right now, if you don't mind praying for them, the Christians that are there, the intercessors that are walking around the Capitol, walking around the city, would you, since you're an intercessor yourself, would you partner with them in prayer?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Abba Father, we come to you today lifting you up. We ask that you would touch each person that is there praying for our nation, interceding for our nation, that you would give them strength, that you would give them your perfect will in their bodies, in their minds, in their hearts, in their spirits, that they would pray prayers
intercede for our nation for the sins that we have committed. Father, forgive us. We repent for our nation.
Lord.
Father, we ask that you would come back into our schools, back into our courthouses, back into every part of our being. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Hold on just a minute, June. My other phone is ringing.
That's fine. Hey, Brad, listen, I'm going to pray too, and I want you to come together in agreement with us, please, for the nation and for those intercessors that are there right now praying. Lord, we do partner with heaven today over those intercessors. Lord, we pray safety over those people, Lord, the people that are representing the kingdom of God right now. We pray safety over them, Lord. We pray peace over them, Lord. We thank you, God, for them being there, God. We thank you for what they're doing, partnering with heaven to reclaim Washington, to reclaim the soil there for the kingdom of God, Lord. We have been asking you, Lord, to rekindle the love of the nation in our peoples, Lord. We've asked you, God, if we could make it as far as our covenant with heaven, with our nation, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that as they are there fighting against the powers of darkness, the principalities and the powers of the air, Lord, that the rest of the bride across the world comes together in agreement with them, holding up their arms, fighting with them in the spirit, Lord, believing that you are moving mountains, Lord, to accomplish what you want to accomplish in our nation, Lord. We thank you and give you praise for it, God. You are worthy to be praised today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen,
now,
amen.
Miss Karen, what do you think about today's topic in our book? Lord, surprise me.
I love surprise. I love.
Me too.
It's like God gives God winks, you know. It's like I can be piddling around the house, folding clothes, washing clothes, and God will put a thought in my spirit that it's, hey, you're okay. I've got this. Don't worry about it. And I'll end this thing today, the day 16 in the book. One of the things that really caught my eye is if we don't ask, God can't answer. I mean, he is.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I thought. And he knows our low points. He knows our high points. He knows what makes us tick. The greatest tragedy in life is prayers that go unanswered because they go unasked.
That's right. Amen.
I don't pretend to understand where the sovereignty of God and free will of humans meet, but it motivates me to work like it depends on me and pray like it depends on God. And if we do these two things, God will keep surprising us. It also says in one of the paragraphs, every miracle, every blessing, every divine appointment has a genealogy. If we trace them back, we'll find a Genesis prayer that set in motion the sovereign act of God. Am I saying that God cannot do it without us? No, I'm not saying he cannot. I am simply saying he will not. That's amazing to me that, you know, he uses people to pray, to you know, to intercede for others. And it's up to us to do what God is telling us to do.
Yeah.
Also, later on in the book, it says, our family has a handful of saying that has passed down from generation to generation. They are part of our family's folklore. I'm not sure where this one originated, but I remember my grandmother saying it more than once. You can't never always sometimes tell. And that's strange.
Yeah.
In other words, anything can happen. Okay?
Yeah.
It's another way that we pray certain things and God answers a different way. Sometimes his answer is yes. Sometimes his answer is no. And sometimes his answer is wait a while. My hardest part
speaking personally, is the wait a while. Be silent and wait for him while in prayer. That is the hardest thing for me. I have to, like, go down and shut windows down because my mind is going like a bicycle wheel that used to have all the paper in it. And it would go, well, my mind feels like it's going like that at times. And it's, yeah. It's funny, I had read somewhere that men, when they go to sleep, their mind just shuts off. Women, it goes 90 miles an hour. I don't know why that is, but God wired us so different. And
yeah.
Father, we thank today for giving us the strength, the wisdom, your love, your peace, your joy. And Father,
yes,
we ask you today to surprise us.
Yes,
God
is
always
Lord.
Has a holy surprise up his sovereign sleeve. The scripture today
yes.
that given was the wind blows wherever it pleases in John 3:8.
Yes.
We can't see the
now
wind.
Now listen to this, Bride. This is in the book on page 97. You know, this chapter is called Lord Surprise Me. He said, prayer adds an element of surprise to your life that is more fun than a surprise party or surprise gift or surprise romance. In fact, prayer turns life into a party, into a gift, into a romance. Now, Karen, you're single like me. Is that not the truth?
Yes, it is. It is.
When we go into intercession, it is such a intimate time with the Lord because his presence, that warmth, that presence of the Lord, the love that he provides, it fulfills so many needs of an intercessor, and especially a single woman. I mean, does it not for you too?
Yes, it is special. It's like you're in a where you can't move. It's like he's just saturating you with his love. It's such a sweet presence, a sweet smell. Like it's something you'd hardly you can't describe. But
right.
It's wonderful. It is just you could feel the love that he has for each one of us. It's like you start tearing up, you cry like a baby, but yet it's joyful tears. It's not,
yeah.
Oh, woe is me type tears. It's like a joy,
right.
Bubbling up, like laughing. Just sometimes it's like I just start giggling. I mean, just the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's found in Nehemiah 8:10. I must be some kind of strong because he has given me the gift of joy. It's amazing that I am childlike in my faith. I can believe that mountain will move from here to there because my God says so more than once in the Word. When he says something once in the Bible, it's good. It's good. It's gooder than good. He says it's twice.
Well, Karen, we're going to have to cut.
Okay?
I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut the broadcast short today because I'm using the data on my phone to listen. I want me and you to pray for the church today that they would experience the Lord and that they would feel the surprise. You know, that is the beautiful thing, Bride, about walking with the Lord is when you walk into the waters of faith, you're stepping into the unknown. That's why a lot of people really battle obedience because it's so much easier to speak with the familiar and what you're used to, things that you can tangibly touch and hold on to because you've been there and done that. But when you choose to walk in obedience and you walk in the realm of the unknown, you are walking holding on to nothing but the Word of God. Nothing but trusting that he has got your tomorrow. He's got your future. You're going to keep marching where you cannot see where you're going. That's the whole thing of faith. But the most beautiful thing about it is we have his word. So we have a solid rock. We're walking on a solid rock. It's just all around us is the unknown. So when we do, he always fills us with surprises. Like Mark talks about in this book, yes, we continue to pray, but it's so beautiful, Karen, to see how we'll pray for something, and he turns around and does it so big and magnificent and expresses it in so many different ways. It's abundantly more than what we ask or think. I mean,
yes, he does.
I know you know that because you're an intercessor.
Yes, yes. It's like sometimes when I pray, I go into deep intercession. It feels like I am having a baby. I could feel the groaning. It's like I ride it. Because I'm released from what God has put on my heart to pray for.
Right.
And after I'm released, it's like, whoa, it feels like I am euphoric. It's like going up a roller coaster. And when you're coming down off that roller coaster, you can't hardly catch your breath. But it's awesome. It's wonderful. That's the closest thing I can describe it. It's like climbing up a mountain and then seeing all the valleys below. It's such a beautiful sight. You know, you'll see trees, you'll see lakes, you'll see flowers blooming in the woods. There's year round, there's flowers.
Right. Well, Karen, lead us in prayer. Take us into the throne room this morning, that the bride would experience the beauty of the Lord and experience the surprises that He has laid up in store for them. Amen.
Amen. Father, we come to your throne room of grace boldly. Go into the throne room boldly. But Father, we're coming into the throne room boldly for the bride, for the church, that they would step up, be the ministers would pray and minister on the word, the whole truth word of the Lord. Father, that they would have their love to show the shepherd their flock with the peace, with the love, with the joy. And rebuke what needs to be rebuked, getting their family straight, that them being the leader of the household, the priest of the household, to pray for the wives, to pray for the children. And if you're a single dad or single mom or a single elderly person, God is your shepherd. He will guide you. And He will give you the grace to go through each day. He doesn't put on us any more than we can not bear, because there's always a way of escape.
Yes.
Father, just give them your spirit right now. The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Follow each person's head and in their mind and in their body and their spirit, that they would pray to you, give you glory, give you honor, repent for their sins, repent for our nation's sins, and your blessing.
Lord.
Pour out on us, whether it's physical, spiritual, financial. But, Father, we know that you are in control. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We ask that you would touch each one, and especially the intercessors around Washington. And I want to give a shout-out to the bikers of America that will want to guard our president.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I lift up the country of Israel. Israel is our friend. We back Israel. We love Israel because you said in your word, Israel is the apple of your eye.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
I'm thanking the good Lord that we are engrafted into the vine. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor, and we ask all this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, now, church, I'm going to pray for you today in agreement with Miss Karen. Lord, we pray for the bride today, Lord, that they would experience you today. That if they have not known a relationship with you, a very surprising, a good, good God as you are, Lord, you're more than good. But we pray, God, that they would experience that today, that they would have a day full of joy. And a day of revelation of who you are. And we thank you and give you praise today, Lord, for this broadcast and for this prayer initiative, Lord. You are taking us on a journey And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Miss Karen, you have a wonderful day today, woman, and I will see you tomorrow.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Goodbye, bride. See you tomorrow.